AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
At the end of this game and the end of our boys' contest later tonight, we will name McDonald's players of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Some scores from the WTVB scoreboard out on the west coast of the state, where arguably they have it much worse than us here in Coldwater weather-wise. But anyway, Lakeshore and Kalamazoo Central, the Lady Lancers leading K-Central 36-31 at the half. Portage Central leading St. Joe 22-15 at the half. Here at Coldwater, Lakeview leading the Lady Cards 28-22. Lakeview has the ball to start the second half, going from right to left. Nice pass from Casey Looper inside to Stephanie Neiman. She turns around, shoots, and scores, and the Spartans have cracked 30. They lead by 8, 30-22. Here come the Cardinals for the first time down the floor in the half. Shirey to Smoker, shoots from the right elbow, and drains it.
Good look for Carly. Knocks that 15-footer down.
After that exchange of buckets, 30-24. Spartans, Looper thought three, but she'll take it strong herself on the right side. A triple team collapsed on her. Looper scores plus one. Carly Smoker assessed the foul. Her first team, first of the second half. Caponegro out for Lakeview and Grostefan in. Looper to try and finish a three-point play and give the Spartans a nine-point lead. She does. 33 for the girls in purple and 24 for the Lady Cards. Kenzie Galloway for three from the right corner as the ball never touched the floor on that press break. That was mighty impressive. That literally left me speechless. Don Bussler has seen enough. 30-second timeout, 33-27 Lakeview, 7:05 left in the third quarter. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Bird watching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of the Lakeview timeout, they have the ball. Things weren't going well for Don Bussler and company, thus the first timeout that they had to take. They have the ball. Shot by Savannah Olson, who's back in from the right, blocks, overshot, whistle, and a Lakeview foul on the rebound. And it's going to be Connor Grostefan with her second team first in the second half.
Lakeview back into their 2-2-1 press. Kendall Galloway quickly to the middle, gets it stolen.
Herbie Homer with a steal. Cut off by the double team. Nice pass. Grostefan blocked from underneath by Kenzie Galloway. She comes up with a loose ball.
Just a great block by Kenzie.
Now here's Gillette with her three fouls inside. Jordan Shari shoots over Looper. In and out. Looper with a rebound. 33-27. Lakeview leads by six. Other end of the floor, Savannah Olson from the left blocks it short. Ball volleyballed. It's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be Lakeview ball. I don't think Michaela Gillette was quite sure who had the ball as she was trying to screen it out, or who last touched it, rather. Homer to trigger, right corner, along the baseline. She's in trouble and finds Savannah Olson. Shirey guarding her on the right blocks, now comes to Homer, cut off by Shirey and Gillette, so she'll have to reset. 33-27 Lakeview, 6:13 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Grostefan. The feed inside to Neiman, whistle and a foul.
And be Kendall Galloway, a little push under there before the shot.
Kendall with her second foul, team second of the half. It'll be Lakeview ball out of bounds. Bounce pass on the inbound to Casey Looper. Her 15-footer went 17, battling for the rebound, and the putback was Savannah Olson. She missed. Cardinal ball, Kenzie Galloway to Kendall Galloway. Oh, it went through her hands. She did not get a good grip on the ball at all.
Just the old tried to run with it before you caught it.
33-27 Lakeview, 5:50 left to play in the third quarter. Cardinals sticking around in that man-to-man defense almost exclusively. They didn't switch up to a zone at any time tonight, did they?
No, they haven't. They've stayed that man all night long.
Here comes a dribble drive by Homer. Get it outside. Stephanie Neiman on the weave. Here's Savannah Olson on the right wing. Streaking down the right side, she hits the deck hard as a double team closed in on her.
Ooh, she might have turned an ankle there. I don't know if an ankle or a knee.
Kenzie Galloway just picked up her third foul, team third. Looks like Savannah Olson's able to walk that off. She's one tough customer. Shelby Bowes checked in. We're not sure who's going to come out. One, two, three.
At this point, nobody.
Finally, Jordan Shirey comes to the bench. There is a communication breakdown. Caponegro will check in for Lakeview, meanwhile, as Ken Smoker is discussing things with one of the assistant referees.
I think
it may be in regards to that substitution.
No, it's in regard to who it's in regard to who they called that foul on. They called that foul on
Kenzie
Galloway.
Now, instead of Kenzie Galloway picking up her third foul, Jordan Shirey picks up her second. It's still going to be the team third. I think whoever signaled got his numbers mixed up.
Yeah, just he called 2-4 instead of 4-2.
Now, I don't think Kenzie was anywhere near that play. Shot for three from the right corner is a little bit short for Caponegro. Whistle. And a Lakeview foul up high, actually. Casey Looper just picked up her third foul. Team second for the Spartans here in the second half, 33-27, Lakeview, 5:22 left to play in the half. A correction, that is now the team third against the Spartans. Lakeview throwing out token pressure. Cardinals able to break it. Bowers blocked from behind on her shot from the right baseline. A good pass from Kenzie Galloway. Bowers was blocked from behind. The Cardinals get it underneath their bucket in front of the massive Cardinal Crazy student section. The inbound comes to Smoker, left elbow. Looking for Kendall Galloway. She tracks it down 25 feet away from the bucket. Near what would be the pep band section. Here's Gillette. A dribble drive on the motion. Kenzie trying to get it cross-court. It hits the side of the backboard.
Hits the side of the backboard. Goes off a Lakeview Spartan. And the Cardinals get the ball back.
From Gary Baker, as it turns out, who happened to be in the lobby when the ball rolled out. 4:56 left to play in the third quarter. The Cardinals trail by six. The inbound comes to Carly Smoker. Went in and out. Rebound put back. That didn't go in for Bowers either. Here come the Lakeview Spartans and Kirby Homer. Homer weaving her way through the Cardinal defense. Comes back outside. Here's Caponegro sideline left with Smoker picking her up. Now moving to center court. Neiman inside the Looper. Galloway guarding her. Nice fake by Looper. Unfortunately, she missed. Olsen's there for the rebound putback. That didn't go in either. Uh-oh, Gillette gave it up to Neiman. Third chance, fourth chance. Homer traveling. Oh, man.
Donnie Bussler a little upset with his girls right now. Missed three easy shots there.
And it's still 33-27 Spartans. Lakeview throwing out the 2-2-1 zone press. Kenzie Galloway meets up with a trap just past half court. Looking for Gillette. Throws it right to Stephanie Neiman to Kirby Homer on the fast break. Blows by Michaela Gillette and scores her first bucket of the second half. First bucket in a while, actually. 35-27. 8-point lead. Kenzie Galloway's fouled on her take to the bucket. Savannah Olson just picked up her third foul. Now this is the team third foul against the Lakeview Spartans. We're all sorts of confused here. But to be fair, the personnel down at the scorer's table has had kind of 10 days off as well.
That might be Shelby Looper's. That might be Looper's fourth. It sure is.
Foul Shelby Bowers on her attempt at the bucket following the miss by Michaela Gillette on the left corner. No shooting foul. The inbound comes to Bowers. Now Smoker, top of the key. Whistle and a traveling violation against the Cardinals. 35 for the Lakeview Spartans, 27 for the Coldwater Cardinals, 3:52 left to play in the third quarter.
Well, both teams, after a couple of baskets to start this half, have been struggling on the offensive end.
Looper's still out there with her four fouls. The pass goes inside to Savannah Olson, who's immediately tied up by Carly Smoker. It'll be Coldwater ball on the change of possession arrow. Gillette inbounds to Kendall Galloway. Quickly down the right sideline and into the front court. Bowers trying to give it inside. It's blocked and stolen by Looper. Looper's about 4 inches taller than Shelby Bowers was. That's how she was able to get that steal other end of the floor. Missed by Kirby Homer. Second chance, though, does go in for her.
Kirby Homer with just tremendous quickness.
10 points, the biggest lead of the night for Lakeview, and Ken Smoker has seen enough. He calls a full timeout, 3:17 left in the third. 37-27, Lakeview on top. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s, so guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson, Quinn Berry, Mike's side. It's 37-27. Lakeview with a mini flurry led by Kirby Homer's couple of easy buckets, lifting them to a 10-point lead, their biggest of the night. Coldwater ball coming out of the timeout. They're facing the Lakeview press as they have about 80% of the night. Kenzie Gallo with it with the ball, lofting it to Kendall, tracks it down left wing, trying to get inside to Bowers. It's blocked. Loose ball collected by Neiman, who got the block. And the ball knocked away by Kendall. It goes out of bounds into the Cardinal crazies. Lakeview gets it with 3:03 left to play in the third quarter. 37-27, a 10-point lead for the girls in purple, black, and white.
Cardinals need a stop right here and then get a bucket on the other end, get off that 27 Schneid.
5 points scored by the Cardinals so far in the third quarter. A triple by Kemsey, two by Smoker, and who got that bucket for the Lakeview Spartans?
Stephanie Neiman for two.
39-27, 12-point lead. Gillette blocked underneath by Looper. Here comes Kirby Homer with a loose ball. Cardinals look a little worn out right now. What do you think?
Well, both teams probably not as in good a physical shape as what they were 2 weeks ago.
Looper down the right, blocks, whistle, and a foul.
Got a foul.
And technical, a technical foul in there as well. Someone was a little upset.
Casey Looper with a little push after the foul.
Michaela Gillette picking up the foul against Coldwater, and that's her fourth. That is a team fourth against the Cardinals. Now let's see what the technical. It was Casey Looper picking up the technical, and that is her fifth foul. She's, oh, now that's her fourth.
I'm not quite under, I don't quite understand her being that upset. The official called the foul on Michaela.
First, a two from Casey Looper on the technical. On the original free throws assessed against Gillette are up and good. So now we're going to go the other way. Technical free throws will be taken by Kenzie Galloway. The foul shots taken by Looper were on the foul assessed against Michaela Gillette. There's a shooting foul. Now the technical free throws from Kenzie Galloway drains the first. second one upcoming. The clock is stopped at 2:16 left to play in the third quarter. So after that exchange of free throws, 41-29 Lakeview. Souls comes in. Also, Peruki.
Hoth.
Megan Hoth came in for Coldwater as well, as you said. They have a whistle and a foul before Peruki could even get the ball inbounded. And Maddie Noakes, who just came in, assessed the foul. Her first, team sixth.
Rich Randall going to get this baby under control right now before anything else happens.
Grostefan about to check in for Lakeview at the next dead ball. Here's Smoker, bodied up from behind by Caponegro. That should be her third and the team seventh. Yes and yes on both counts. So with 2:10 left to play in the third quarter, Cardinals are going to be in the 1-1. And Tom and Don Bussler is going to call a full timeout before things deteriorate even further. 2:10 left to play in the third, 41-29 Lakeview. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 2009 Ford Ranger XL, only $168 a month? Or how about a 2005 Chrysler 300C Hemi with leather, only $157 a month? Or save over $4,200 on a 2013 Chrysler 300C Hemi, now just $26,587. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Downer, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Bobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory crane techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12, across from the airport, Coldwater.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
41-29 Lakeview with 2:10 left in the third quarter. Coming out of Lakeview's timeout, Carly Smoker up to the free throw line for 1-1. So Lakeview just picked up their seventh team foul of the half. Front end is good, and she'll get the bonus. Carly could cut the Cardinal disadvantage to 10. She can't with the second one. Rebound putback doesn't go in for Peruki. She hauls it in. Now get it out to Souls. Long two from the right baseline is short. Rebounded by Caponegro. Here come the Lakeview Spartans with under 2 minutes left to play in the quarter. Just inside the free throw line, Stephanie Neiman stops, pops, misses. Souls with the ball. Gets it across the timeline. Bodied up by Kirby Homer, and she traveled with the ball. Are your headsets not working again, Quinn? Yeah. Here, give those to me. I'll keep calling as time permits. It's Lakeview ball. They lead by 11, 41-30. Here's Amy Caponegro with the ball. Lakeview with an 11-point lead. They can afford to milk some time off the clock as Caponegro's dribbling at the midcourt line. Now underhands the ball to Stephanie Neiman, who will dribble in between the circles. Andrea Souls picks her up on defense. Now on the weave, it'll come to Kirby Homer on the left wing. The feed comes to Grostefan, now back outside to Caponegro. 58 seconds and counting left to play in the third quarter. Lakeview leads by 11. Looks like the Spartans are going to try and play for the final shot of the quarter. Still nothing there. I'll give you an alternate headset as Kirby Homer drives and draws a foul. Kelly Peruki picking up her first foul, team fifth. It will be Lakeview ball out of bounds. How about now, Quinn?
Cardinals went to that four, or excuse me, Lakeview, that four corners gave the Cardinals a little bit of problems there.
Actually giving Coldwater a little bit of their own medicine, judging from the last couple of games, as you may recall.
Yeah, we've seen Coach Smoker run that quite often.
Caponegro triggers the ball. Bounce pass to Stephanie Neiman between the circles. 39 seconds left to play in the quarter. Lakeview 41, Coldwater 30. Trying to move off the screen set by Elena Upston, Jr., who checked in during the last break. Again, trying to set a screen up high, trying to break away from Andrea Soles. Now Neiman picked up by Kenzie Galloway on defense. Three ball by Caponegro from the left wing is short, but the Spartans get it back. Here's Homer two-time. Near the back right corner, carrying the ball. With 15.3 seconds left to play in the third.
A little break there for the Cardinals. Donnie Bussler was trying to get a timeout.
He's not going to get it. Instead, Kelly Perucci will inbound the ball next to the Lakeview bench to Kenzie Galloway. Now the Cardinals with a chance to play for the final shot of the quarter. Kenzie Galloway, dribble driving to the baseline, cut off, give it to Perucci. Block. But comes right into Kenzie Galloway's hands, and she scores from 15. A three-quarter court shot by Neiman swatted at the buzzer. 41-32. Cardinals trail by 9 after 3. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Lakeview outscored Coldwater in the third quarter 13-10. The only players to put points up on the board for the Cardinals in the third, Kenzie Galloway and Carly Smoker. Kenzie leading all scorers at this point with 16. They may need a lot more of her if the Cardinals hope to get the win here. And now we're going to have an official timeout before Lakeview could get the ball in. Well, they did get the ball inbounded, but the officials didn't realize. Man, so many gremlins going on here tonight. We have a problem with your headset. we're having a problem trying to keep the power on to the scoreboard controller.
We've had problems. Coach Delaney's had some problems with the microphone down there tonight. So just a little bit of maybe too much water outside or the cold weather. Who knows?
Hey, is there a full moon out tonight?
Here we go.
To the best of your knowledge. Lakeview ball to start the final quarter, 41-32. They lead by 9. A reverse by Neiman hits the bottom of the backboard, comes to Kendall Galloway's hands. Here come the Cardinals quickly down the court. Michaela Gillette with her fourth foul. She better be careful not to pick up that fifth foul too soon here in the fourth quarter. The Cardinals really need her, too.
Yeah, she's done a, even though Kirby Homer scored some points tonight, she's done a real nice job.
Here's a three-pointer by Kendall Galloway at short. Loose ball collected by Stephanie Neiman for Lakeview. 41-32, the Cardinals trail by 9 here early in the fourth quarter. 7:12 left to play in regulation. Grostefan posting up on the right, blocks at short. Loose ball blocked out of bounds by Kenzie Galloway. It'll be Lakeview ball, 7:07 left to play in the fourth.
They really, Lakeview really picking on a couple of Cardinals down there, getting them the ball down there on the block.
Here's Caponegro for three, left corner. It's short. Rebound put back.
Kirby
does go in for
Kirby Homer again. A little rebound and a put back.
43-32. The Cardinals trail by 11, 6:44 left. Gillette bumped on the left wing, no call. The ball comes inside to Hofe, who checked back in during the break. Trying to get the ball back outside to Kendall. It was taken away by Grostefan for Lakeview. Lakeview leads by 11, 43-32, and Campanegro's pass last touched by the Cardinals as it went out of bounds sideline left in the front court. Connor Grostefan inbounds to Stephanie Neiman. Also out on the floor, we see Elena Upston, Kirby Homer, and Campanegro, who has the ball on the right corner, moving to the wing. A shove by Smoker, no call. A take and a rattle and a score for Amy Campanegro. That is now 8 for her, and the Lakeview Spartans now lead by 13, 45-32. Cardinals haven't scored yet in this frame. 6 minutes left to play in it.
Well, we need a good offensive series here and get a good shot.
Michaela Gillette, two-time, trying to get the ball out to Hoth, does on the left elbow. Now back to Kendall Galloway to reset things. Bounce pass to Carly Smoker. I think she got away with a travel there. Kendall for three. Banks it in from the right corner.
We needed that one from Kendall.
Her first points of the game coming at a really crucial time. Cardinals now trail by just 10, 45-35. Looper and Olsen getting ready to check back in to the Lakeview lineup. Looper with four fouls for the Spartans. A shot by Campanegro from the baseline. Just short, and the ball goes out of bounds. Olsen and Looper back in for the Spartans. Jordan Shirey checking in for Coldwater as Hoth comes to the bench. The five on the floor for Coldwater tonight. The starters, Kendall and Kenzie Galloway, Smoker, Shirey, and Gillette. Kendall sideline left in the backcourt, weaving her way through the Lakeview defense. Shirey out to Gillette, bounce pass Kendall, left wing three, bounces off the hoop, loose ball. Shirey tried to collect it, but her foot was out of bounds on the baseline. 45-35 Lakeview, 5:06 left, and Don Bussler wants a timeout. He'll take a full timeout, 5:06 left in the game, 45-35 Lakeview. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
45-35, Lakeview leading by 10, 5:06 left to play in the fourth quarter. The Spartans will have the ball in the backcourt facing the Cardinal press for the first time tonight.
Cardinals in a little man-to-man press right here. Going to try and double when they can.
Kirby Homer gets out of that whistle and a touch foul committed by Kenzie Galloway, sideline left in the front court.
Like that's going to be, what, Kenzie's third?
Somewhere I got the fouls crossed up. I thought she had committed three already. Underneath, that was Casey Looper with a bucket, was it not?
That's right. Took the pass from the inbounder.
That happened so quickly that I just barely caught it. Kenzie trying to answer up top for three. It's short, rebounded by Savannah Olsen. 47-35 Spartans. Olsen, a take from 10. Did not go in. It tickled the twine, but it did not go in. The ball saved back to the Spartans.
That's Kirby Homer just out-hustling everybody, getting that ball back in for the Lakeview Spartans.
Well, it's a good thing that we're not going to see these Lakeview Spartans next year with a new league, unless we schedule them in a non-conference game, which is entirely possible. But
I think we did.
Duly noted.
Thanks. A couple of non-conference games for us next year will be the Spartans and Sturgis.
at least we get to keep the relationship with the old Twin Valley schools there.
Yeah.
At least for on the basketball side.
I think there's a home and away with both those schools the next 2 years.
Here comes Kenzie Galloway after a turnover by Lakeview. Kenzie scores. She now has 18. 47-37. Spartans lead by 10 once again. 3:48 left to play. Time is becoming a factor. Lakey wants to slow the ball down every time they have it.
Well, probably going to get into a free throw shooting contest now.
Kendall Galloway picking up, I believe that is going to be her third foul.
And we're going to go to the line for 1-1. Neiman.
Team fouls now even at 7 apiece. Stephanie Neiman up for 1-1. She is 3 of 4 from the stripe so far tonight. The front end of this trip to the stripe is down, is up, is good. She'll get the bonus. Lakeview leads by 11 once again, 48-37.
And we've seen these Spartans are good free throw shooters.
Back end of that trip to the stripe is good as well. As a team, Lakeview is shooting just 57.1% from the stripe. Opponents have been shooting 65.5%. It just so happens that we've been sending their better free throw shooters up on the line tonight.
Well, Kirby Homer just picked up another foul. That's going to be her four.
Actually, that's now her third.
Third? Okay, I'm sorry.
Again, there's got to be a full moon out here tonight. Michaela Gillette to the free throw line. Try and get her first points of the half. She does on the front end of that trip to the stripe. 49-38. Spartans as Michaela makes both ends of that trip to the stripe.
Got to get under that 10 mark.
Cardinals haven't been able to cut into the lead any further than 10 for pretty much the entirety of the second half. Lakey just wants to take their time with the ball. Stephanie Neiman trying to shake and bake around Kendall Galloway. Casey Looper is on top trying to set screens and break Neiman free. Kendall trying to swat the ball away. Now the give is to Casey Looper. Slings the ball inside to a wide open Savannah Olsen, and she gets the layup. Again, Lakeview giving the Cardinals a little bit of their own medicine on the four corners or similar offenses. Meanwhile, other end of the floor, Michaela Gillette's take to the bucket, blocked behind by Maddie Noakes. Shirey out, Bowers in for Coldwater, 2:47 left. The Cardinals trail by 12, 51-39. It's a four-possession game right now. Gillette, left corner, trying to dribble drive in front of the aforementioned Noakes. Now Bowers to Kendall Galloway. 2:37 left. Bowers on the elbow. Get it back to Kendall. Dribble driving. Double team collapsed on her. A block and a steal by Casey Looper. No foul. Other end of the floor. The fast break being won by Savannah Olsen. Kenzie Galloway gets in the way to commit the foul, sending Savannah Olsen up to the line.
Savannah Olsen there, just a good run out by the young lady. Just beat everybody down court.
That is going to be Kenzie's fourth foul. Team fouls are now even at 8 apiece. It's going to be a shooting foul. Two upcoming from Savannah Olsen. The first one is going to bounce short. 2:25 left in the fourth quarter. Currently 51-39. It could be a five-possession game if Olsen is able to get the split. She can't.
Oh.
Rebound put back by Looper, though, is good. So takes care of that.
We don't box out. That's a tough call or a tough break right there.
53-49. It's a two-touchdown lead, 14 points, five possession. Whatever you want to call it, the Cardinals are in a big world of hurt. The ball goes through Kenzie Galloway's wickets. Picked up by Casey Looper, who gives it to Stephanie Neiman. Now Lakeview can slow the ball down a little bit more with under 2 minutes left, leading by 14, 53-39. Caponegro back left corner of the front court, moving off a Looper screen. taking it herself from the baseline off the hoop. No good. Savannah Olsen's there with a box out rebound. Put back goes in. Savannah Olsen collecting a lot of garbage here late in the game, 55-39.
Well, right now, just outworking the Cardinals.
Alley-oop pass to Michaela Gillette, gives to Shelby Bowers, and she misses. Whistle and a foul on the Lakeview rebound. Smoker's going to pick up her second foul, team ninth. The final 1-1 for Lakeview. Kendall Galloway to the bench. Kelly Peruki comes in.
Kenzie Galloway to the bench and Carly Smoker.
We saw Hoth come in. We saw Peruki come in. We saw Andrea Souls come in. Meanwhile, Don Bussler, the pride and joy of Union City, with an opportunity to empty his bench. Savannah Olsen comes out. We're going to see Lena Upson come in as Casey Looper comes to the bench. Ashley Roy, a junior, called up from the Lakeview JVs midway through the season. They'll come in for Stephanie Neiman as one by one the starters are going to come out. Amy Caponegro, not quite yet because she's got some free throws to take care of. Front end of the 1-1 is down, is up, is good. Caponegro gets the bonus. We see Libby Clark, who was injured the first time that we saw the Spartans back in December. She'll come in presumably for Caponegro with a make here. There it is. And here comes Libby Clark. Also 57-39. Lakeview leads by 18, it looks like, with a minute 25 left. They're going to get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what the final score will wind up being at the end of the night. Lakeview will improve to 6-2 in the Smack East and 9-3 overall. Peruki shot from the left elbow, wide to the left. She somehow got her own rebound and draws a foul on the attempted putback.
Peruki going to go to the line for a couple. Kelly has hopefully get her first points of the night right here.
Maddie Noakes picking up her second foul, team ninth on the shooting foul. First of two from Peruki rolls off the hoop. The Cardinals would drop to 5-8 overall and 1-7 in the East Division. A miss on both ends of the trip, the free throw line for Peruki. But Bowers gets the rip away, gives it to Peruki on the weave. It's going to come to Gillette, the only starter out there on the floor right now. Shot long two from the right baseline, doesn't go in for Souls, but Gillette comes up with it, launches a triple from the left wing. Short, she gets her own rebound, though, and put back. Next action coming up for Lakeview will, in fact, be on Monday. They've got a makeup game at Harper Creek. All the Cardinal girls are off until next Tuesday when they host the Galesburg Augusta girls. Miss by Lakeview. Here comes Kelly Peruki, coast to coast, and she'll get the layup. 57-43, 25 seconds left. Lakeview's going to get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score will wind up being. Noakes moving off the screen. She may be able to dribble out the clock. The give is to Libby Clark. There's a whistle, and Peruki committing the foul. It's going to be her second, team 10th, with 10.1 seconds left. First of two from Libby Clark is going to rattle out of the hoop. So it remains 57-43. Oh, they say it did go in?
No. Made the second one.
Oh, that should be 58-43, shouldn't it?
Well, I think there was a mistake down there.
Shelby Bowers converts underneath, so the game is going to end with Lakeview on top by 14, 59-45. Coldwater improves. Well, Lakeview improves to 9-3 overall, 6-2 in the SMAC East. Coldwater drops to 1-7 in the division and 5-8 overall. 59-45, your final. Lakeview on top. Between games report coming up after this. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-482. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or fish sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today, and check out their new look.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike's side, as we take a look at the CHS Spirit team doing their routine that they performed during the pep assembly that took place here at CHS this afternoon. Ken Smoker, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls basketball team, about to join us momentarily. Before that, we should let you know that our post-game interview is being brought to you by Union Paletting Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Paletting Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Ken Smoker now joining us, Mike's side, in our Between Games report. In many ways, we could tell from up here that they looked a little rusty after the 10-day layoff from game action.
We were a little rusty, but by the same token, Lakeview hadn't played since last Tuesday as well, so we were both in the same boat.
So what was the difference here in tonight's matchup compared to the one in December?
Actually, I thought we played better this time than we did up there at Lakeview. We had a tough second quarter. We didn't run our offense very well. I thought the problem today is we played really hard. I thought we did all right defensively, but the problem which plagues us every time we lose is throwing the ball to the other team. We had unofficially 25 turnovers, and when we put the keys to the game, that was number one on my list, and it was also at the bottom of the list. We put it over twice to take care of the basketball. And, you know, and I told them at the half, we had 15 at the half. You're going to have turnovers in a basketball game, especially a team that presses. But I thought we had way too many careless turnovers that never should have happened.
Well, it seemed like those turnovers came after you got the ball through the press, and then that was just getting into your offense.
Well, you know what? I think we get it across half court, and all of a sudden it's, we're good. I can relax for a second, but you can't. I mean, they've got three quick perimeter defenders. I mean, they're a good basketball team, but, I mean, I don't even know where the spread ended up. 15, maybe?
Yeah, 14, 15.
I mean, we were in the game. We were in the game in the third quarter, but...
I thought Gillette, even though Kirby Homer had 15, 16 points, 16. And 16 points, I still think she did an outstanding job guarding that young lady for the most part.
I'll tell you, that's what Coach Soles and I were sitting on the bench towards the end, and I said, man, Michaela has played outstanding. And he goes, yeah, it's the best I've seen her play in 2 years, and she did. I mean, Homer's a tough cookie to guard. She's quick. She's always moving. Likes to take the ball to the hoop. She just scored 20-something in their game last Tuesday. So, I mean, Michaela's forte is defense. And she
hit a
well
three.
Offensive. Yeah.
She hit a three tonight.
Hey, first three of her career.
You know, she did. She did an outstanding job for you on the defensive end and gave you a little offense. So
yes.
You can't ask more from that young lady.
I was going to say she definitely rose the challenge when he gave her the start tonight.
Yeah, I tell you she was nervous at the beginning. And when we walked, I said, hey, have fun, play defense. That's what you love to do. Go out there and have fun, play defense, and you'll be fine. And she was.
Well, on the other end, they did a great job on Kinsey tonight. They really took it out. They took her right away from the ball in the second half.
They did. And you know what? We know everybody's going to try to do that. And they were successful in that last time we played them, too. And that's what I was going to say. She was getting frustrated, too, as the game went along. But we got to help her get open as well. That's part of it. But we also, I mean, we can't count on Kenzie Galloway carrying this game in and game out.
No,
we got
to have those other players.
Yeah. Gillette was a help today. She was a big help. But, I mean, it's hard for us not to give her the ball. But, like, you know, I told him we got to find some other people to help us score. You can't beat somebody one-handed.
Well, coming up next week, you've got a game here against Galesburg Augusta. They're right in the thick of the KVA race. And next Friday, the return trip to Sturgis. Give us a quick preview of both of those games.
What I'm going to tell you about Galesburg is I think they've lost twice. And I don't know anything about them. And you know what? When we played at Adrian, went in and talked to the girls, I didn't know anything about Adrian either. And my thing to them is, it doesn't matter what Galesburg does. It only matters what we do. We got to do what we're supposed to do offensively and defensively that matters. Then we turn around and play Sturgis on Friday. It's always tough when you go back and play somebody when you've beaten them once. But the big key last time is we were able to shut Anderson down, held her to 1 point. But they're going to be fired up to play Coatter last time they play us in the league. We got to make sure we match their intensity and not go in there going, oh, this is a game that's in our back pocket. That's never true in our league.
Well, especially when you got two girls that are probably 6'3" or so.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. So
the advantage we have is we are a lot quicker on the perimeter than they are. I mean, they got us in height, but we're quicker defensively, I think, and offensively, which is going to be a tough challenge for them. But
And at the high school level, I'd rather have those quick guards than those big girls anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Kent Smoker, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls. We will see you next Friday out at the home of the Trojans.
All right. Look forward to it, guys. Thanks.
Kent Smoker, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls, joining us on our Between Games report. Final score of the girls' game was 59-45, Lakeview on top of Coldwater. And here is how they scored for the victorious Lakeview Spartans, who improved to 6-2 in the SMAC East and 9-3 overall. Kirby Homer led the way with 16 points. Casey Looper had 12. Amy Caponegro, 10. Stephanie Neiman, 9. Savannah Olson, 6. Maddie Noakes with a triple. Libby Clark with a free throw. Those are the 59 for the Lakeview Spartans. Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, who dropped to 1-7 in the East, 5-8 overall, Kenzie Galloway wound up leading all scorers with 18. The second scorer tonight was Michaela Gillette. She had 10. Elsewhere, we had Kendall Galloway with 3, Kelly Perucci 2, Carly Smoker finished with 5, Shelby Bowers with 2, Jordan Shirey with 4, and Megan Holt making her varsity debut, getting into the scorebook with a free throw. Those are the 45 up on the board for the Cardinals. By the quarters, Lakeview wound up winning every frame, 16-11 in the first, 12-11 in the second, 13-10 in the third, and 18-13 in the fourth.
Well, and Coach Smoker alluded to it. You know, there was just some runs there by Lakeview when we got a little careless with the ball. We did not play a bad game. But again, you can't give up those many runs to Lakeview. They're just too good a ball club, and that's kind of what happened tonight. But got a couple of good performances. We mentioned Kenzie Galloway, of course, but Michaela Gillette, probably my star of the game for the Cardinals.
I was leaning that way, too. She looked awfully impressive getting the start, even though she had a little bit of butterflies going in, as Coach Smoker alluded to.
Yeah, but she came out, played hard, played a lot of minutes tonight, guarded one of Lakeview's better players in Kirby Homer, and chipped in with 10 points. And I'd be interested. I don't know if you've got a rebound number on her, Sean. But
I don't.
Yeah, but I bet you she had 7-8 rebounds.
So congratulations to Coldwater guard Michaela Gillette, our McDonald's player of the game.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.